It's Beat on a Sunday morning. You're listening to The Sunday Grill, and my next guest is just back from Poland, where she competed in an international grooming competition against some of the best groomers in the world. County Wexford's Jade Dunphy is Ireland's best individual groomer. She's also collected accolades galore, including Ireland's Creative Groomer of the Year and many more awards since she opened her grooming business in New Ross. It's called Wipe Your Paws. 4 years ago. She's also had a child in the meantime as well. So this lady likes to keep busy, and she joins me on the Sunday Grill this morning. You're very welcome, Jade.
Good morning, Orla. How are you?
I am really good. And you're a busy woman.
I sure am, but couldn't have it any other way.
Good stuff. It is quite an intricate job, isn't it? I'd say there's a lot of training involved in it.
There is indeed. A lot of people think it's just a matter of getting the wash and blow dry and the nails clipped and a bit of hair off. But there's a lot more involved, because we are looking for any abrasions, if they've lumps, bumps or different abnormalities than what they may have had before their previous groom. So we're looking out for all these things, and we can inform the owner then on pickup if they may need to make a little visit to the vet. So it's nice that we can catch things quite early as well.
Okay, good stuff. Will we start at the very beginning and how you got into grooming? Because there's a family link to it, isn't there?
There is indeed. So all my family are dog mad, and my grandfather used to show Lakeland Terriers and Border Terriers, and when you show them, you have to be able to groom them yourself. So he taught me a traditional method of hand stripping. So that's the removal of the coat with just your hands.
Oh, I've seen that before, yes.
Yeah, it's great. So a lot of groomers don't provide that service because it does take a lot of time and it is strenuous on the body. Mm-hmm. But it is one of the services that I love most, I suppose, because I began with it and it still connects me back to my grandfather teaching me in those early days.
Okay. So is that when the dog is kind of molting, so you're able to easily pull the hair from them?
So that's a difference. So that would be de-shedding. So at the wire coats, such as Wired Fox Terriers, if you have a Wired Hair Jack Russell, Wired Hair German Pointers, they have quite a rough coat. And to keep the texture and the colour bright, you will remove that coat. It's just the dead hair will be removed to leave a nice undercoat with good texture and brighter colour.
Okay, and you love doing that.
Oh, I do.
So your granddad influenced you big style.
Yes, he did indeed. And then my dad as well was driving me up and down the country then when I got into showing, and as well with grooming competitions. He's only after bringing me back from Belfast last weekend. So we left at 2:45 in the morning and we were back here then 11 o'clock the following night.
Wow. So you opened up your grooming business, Wipe Your Paws in New Ross, 4 years ago. So that was like kind of, the pandemic was still a problem at that stage.
It was, and a lot of people then had dogs that were severely matted because at that time you couldn't get them to the groomers, although groomers probably should have been left open as a necessity for the animal's welfare, but unfortunately they weren't. So when I first opened then, there was quite a lot of matted dogs, so it wasn't a nice experience for them to come into my place, first of all, and just get all their hair shaved off. But look, I'm after building a trust with the clients and they've got to know me over the 4 years, so I'm really lucky that I have a lot of loyal family client bases, as I'd say, and they've stuck with me through thick and thin and we're still going.
Wow. And then you learned the fundamentals from your grandfather. Did you go to college then to do grooming?
Yes, so I went to Ormond College in Kilkenny, where I had Angela Quinlan was my grooming teacher there. And again, she had a great interest in breed standard styles and hand stripping. So she showed us a little bit there as well. So it was just to kind of finesse what I already knew in the hand stripping. But then in terms of clipping hair and doing nails correctly and things like that, I was able then to get the few lessons with her and just basically become a groomer.
Wow. So you're a business owner and an entrepreneur. Is that a tough part of the grooming, or do you enjoy it all?
Yeah, I do. I love the business end of things, especially the social media and marketing end. It's quite fun doing little quirky videos and getting cute pictures of the dogs. But then again, it does eat into a bit of your family time. When you're working and you have drawers going, you may not hear the phone ringing. Okay. So the only time you get back to clients is in the evening time. So it does eat into a little bit of family time. So I kind of put 40 minutes away when I come in the door for the little man, then I have another half an hour to get back to clients, and then the rest of the evening is family time.
Wow, fair play to you. You've kind of timetabled it all for yourself.
I try my best, and I'm really lucky. My partner, he'll come in the door and he'll kind of occupy himself then, so I can answer phone calls without a screaming toddler in the background.
Okay. And the competitions, like not every groomer would be involved in competitions. What gave you the grow to do that?
Yeah, I suppose because my grandfather is into showing dogs, I always had a love in competing. And I tell you, they are the most supportive group of people. Groomers are amazing. So even the Wexford groomers here, we have a little group chat and we're able to just, if anybody's having a bad day, you can uplift them and just tell them, look, tomorrow it might be a day full of puppies, so it'll be a nice day. So it's kind of the support system. And I saw an advert for a grooming competition, and as well, my grooming teacher, Angela, had been an award-winning groomer. So I said, you know what, I'll go and see what it's like. So we went to Belfast and I placed fourth there, which was good for a beginner's mm-hmm. class. And then, yeah, gradually just been getting better and becoming like better known and getting more of a network going. So yeah, Belfast was great this weekend because you're going up this time and you know more groomers. It's more of a catch up and it doesn't feel like competition at all.
And you headed over to Poland as well.
Yes, I did indeed. Poland was a great experience. A total different style to kind of the Irish style of grooming. It's very edgy, grungy, more kind of rock and roll, I suppose you could say. It's all for straight lines and sharp faces, where in Ireland we're more soft. So going over there with my softness wasn't looked on as big as their sharp lines over there. But I'm hoping to go back next year now that I know the style that they're into, and hopefully I'll be able to place.
So how does this work? Do they ask for, is it like a hairdressing competition on human beings? They ask for a certain kind of haircut?
Pretty much. So you go over and there's all different classes, and okay. then you enter the class that you have a dog most suited for, or you can enter a model dog. So that's a plastic dog with artificial hair.
Oh.
And yeah, that's a really fun class. So you get to turn that into something that doesn't look like a dog. So when I went to Poland, I turned it into a dragon. And when I went to Belfast, wow. I turned it into a Highland cow.
Oh, brilliant.
So yeah, it's a bit of fun. And it's something that I could do with my little boy as well at home, because he loves brushing them out.
Aww.
And putting the colour on. So it's a bit of family time too that way. And yeah, you get to show it off at the end.
And what dogs go with you? Do you bring your own dogs?
Yeah, so I use clients' dogs. So I have an Airedale Terrier, Belle, that comes with me. She's gorgeous. So I actually, that's where I got Best Individual Groomer mm-hmm. At the Irish Professional Dog Grooming Association competition with Bella. And she went with me then to Belfast at the weekend and we got third up there. So she's just, oh, she's a dote. She's big, gentle giant. When people hear terrier, they associate it with small, mm-hmm. but she's a bit on the larger side, but she's a lady. And as well, yeah, the rest are my clients' dogs. I have a little Bichon Frise Lola, and Charlie, he is a Shih Tzu Bichon. So it's just kind of picking which ones are most suited to the classes available.
And how did you choose those dogs out of all the dogs that you groom? Is it their temperament?
Yeah, so it's their coat. So you're looking for a good coat, something that's nice and thick and it's not too sparse underneath, that when you remove the hair, it'll show too much pigmentation from mm-hmm. the skin. And also that they're good around other dogs, that they're not sensitive to noises and like dogs passing by. And also that they're really good on the table with being used with clippers and scissors.
Wow. It's so interesting. Have you ever done, like, are there styles now? Do people come in and ask for particular styles according to what kind of dog they have, for example? Or have you even dyed a dog's hair?
Yeah, so a lot of mixed breeds now are available. So everything coming indoors, Cabochon, Cavapoo, Doodle. Mm-hmm. So beforehand, you would have a breed standard book. So you'd only go by, okay, this is a Cocker Spaniel, it's look this way, it's a Poodle, it's look that way. Mm-hmm. Where now we have the combination of both coat types. So you're looking at the dog, and most people come in now and they ask for a teddy bear style. So I suppose you could say I kind of specialise in the teddy bear style now, because it's mainly what I do.
Mm-hmm.
And also an Asian style. So over in Asia and Malaysia, they like to put little jackets on their dogs.
Yes.
And take, yeah, they're so cute, take little videos. So what they were doing was they found the dog was getting too hot, or they might end up getting matted underneath the jacket. So they remove the hair underneath, but they keep big legs and a cute face. So that style is transferred over to Ireland.
So we
Yeah, so big legs, big round face and short body. So it's really cute as well, and it's easier to maintain.
And those dogs will have their own coats at home and everything.
Oh God, yeah, they're all spoiled.
Wow. And then have you ever dyed hair for a dog?
Yeah, so there's pet friendly dyes available. So it's usually just chalks or little pens. And yeah, so I turned one into my little pony last year, little Lola. And we got second last year at the competition. And that colour then can be washed out. It usually takes about 2 washes.
Okay.
And the dog's coat isn't damaged or anything from it. And even if they lick or ingest it, it's perfectly fine. But no, they look really, really cute. And they actually love getting their hair coloured. They just lie down. They're like, yeah, go ahead.
I suppose if it's chalk, it's like being petted for ages while you get it on.
That's it. It's really strenuous on the groomer, but the dog is just loving the massage.
And then what about scared dogs like my poor Tiggles, who really is so scared of going into any place that has a scissors or any noise of the groomer seems to be the thing that he's most scared of. What do you do for those sort of dogs?
Yeah, so it's really crucial to get them in from an early age. I know your little boy was a rescue, so I don't know his background. But usually what we tell owners, when you get a new puppy, make sure once they're fully vaccinated that you book them in for their first puppy groom. And that puppy groom isn't a big haircut or anything. It's just to desensitize them to the vibrations of the clippers, the noise of a shower, same with the dryer and the scissors around their face. A really good tip for at home is if you have an electric toothbrush, you can run that along your puppy or your dog's leg, around their face, because it has the same vibration as a clipper, so it will desensitize them to it. And when they come into the salon, you don't be nervous because your dog automatically picks up on that. So if you just go in with a calm, open mind, and then the dog is starting off with the right paw.
Brilliant, great advice. And I know your granddad has passed away, but was he around when you opened your business?
Yes, so he got to see me in college. He unfortunately passed away before I opened my business, but it's really lucky. Yeah, so I know he was watching down with a big grin on his face, and look, he pushed me for that. So it's great that I was able to succeed and kind of make a promise that I was going to open up my own business and get there. And I was really lucky my grandmother was still alive. So we have nice pictures of her at the opening day with a glass of bubbly.
I was going to say, I'd say your grandfather would be so intrigued by how much we groom our dogs and the different styles and everything down. And now compared to when he was grooming dogs.
Oh, absolutely. I can just see his face going, why are they making him look like teddy bears? They're not meant to look like that at all. Very old school man.
Oh, well, listen, I can hear in your voice how much you love your job. And it's so lovely to hear about all those awards you've got for something that's such a passion of yours. And that is Ireland's best individual groomer, Jade Dunphy. She is from County Wexford and her business is called Wipe Your Paws, and it's in New Ross. And you can find out more details on it from Wipe Your Paws Dog Groomers if you check her out on social media, of course. Jade, congratulations and thank you so much for talking to me this morning.
Thank you so much, Orla, and have a lovely Sunday.